Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
City of Milwaukee announcing a new reckless driving initiative, a plan to curb the death and destruction on our streets.
This will be a collaboration between the City Attorney's Office and the District Attorney's Office, where we are issuing state citations for the second offense. Community members are encouraged to be part of the solution. First, slow down.
Milwaukee Chief of Police Jeffrey Norman at a news conference that also included the mayor and the city attorney. We bring in our teammate from 101.7 The Truth, host of the afternoon show, Dr. Ken Harris, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant. Ken, if I understood the news conference correctly yesterday, the plan is
to
enforce the law.
Yes.
This isn't new. This isn't like a thing. This is just we're going to use laws already on the books and actually enforce them.
Have I not been saying that from the beginning?
Day one.
All right, we're done. See, it was easy.
They also said they're going to do a second art car.
No,
they didn't. They didn't. I thought Ken would like that.
Dr. Ken fell off of his chair.
That part's not true.
Yeah.
The front end is true.
You know, it makes sense. All they have to do is do it. There was so much turmoil I don't blame the city attorney's office. I blame the municipal court judges who kept releasing the tickets.
So explain that to me. You come in, I get a ticket for reckless driving of some kind, right?
Right.
You go to traffic court.
Right.
And they throw it out or they plead it down, like
you go to
a deal?
Municipal court and they make a deal. That's the city attorney's problem. All you needed to do is let it go through. But now we have this thing, too many people are getting tickets. And it's true because traffic is discretionary. So if I don't like Vince Vitrano and I know where he lives, then I'm going to always be around this house. And, you know, you could do things like that if you were, you know, mean and evil, you know, because all cops are mean and evil. You know that. So what you do is you make sure you're equitable, right? If you have a violation, if the violation if I can give you a stern warning, we're golden, right? Hey, what are you doing? But if you're just, I don't really care, then you're going to get a ticket. But once you get the ticket, now the city ordinances and state law kicks in. All you got to do is follow it. But when you get to that second one, they knew next one's a state charge. They kind of would work that out where it was something different. And that's just not fair to the people who are dying on the street. People are getting injured and run over. So now they finally decided to do their job. I would ask them why it took you 6 years.
And the issue with the not pleading it down or not making that deal on the first is you can't get to the second.
Right. So you get
where things conviction. More strict penalties kick in.
Correct.
Until you get the first. If
Correct.
You never really got the first because we smoothed it over.
Right.
Then you can't get to that number two.
But you pay a little fine and then everything's done, right? Everybody's happy. Well, no, because you're letting people go and they're not being held accountable and they think they can do it again.
So are they holding the news conference basically just to raise awareness about this?
That's Ken's favorite thing. You don't want to know why I think they were holding it.
No, I do.
Because you got a new because you have a new city attorney, right? I don't know Evan Goyke, but every time Evan Goyke gets a new job, it seems like he takes it from somebody else who had trouble. Like, win a job on your own. Like, do, right? And it's not that I don't like him. I don't know him. Maybe I'll meet him one day. But it seems like these advantageous politicians that we have in this city aren't going to do us any good. And I don't think in the long run, even with Kent Laverne, I don't know what he's going to do if he runs for
the
attorney's office. But is it going to be any different? No.
Well, you mentioned the city attorney's office. I like any headline out of the city attorney's office that doesn't include dysfunction and disarray that we saw under Chairman Spencer.
That's true.
Right.
But the dysfunction and the disarray was already there. All he did is bring out what was already there, right? He took advantage of it. It's still there. And so everybody's pretending. When you have to come in as a city attorney and make a change like that, that means that dysfunction was always, it's been there for decades.
Baked in.
It's baked in.
Brewers going to win tonight?
No comment.
Dr. Ken Harris.
Thanks a lot. They win tonight.
657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.